Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. So we sing, blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing. We've come before you this morning to bless your holy, your righteous name. We thank you for being such an awesome God, a God that's like none other. There is none like you. We can search all over, Lord, and we'll never find anybody that's like you. God, you're a magnificent God. You are a wonderful God. You are an awesome wonder. No one can compare to you. God, perfect in all your ways, magnificent in all your ways, glorious in all your ways. And we stop by this morning to blessed be the name of the Lord, to bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, to bless your holy, your magnificent, and your righteous name. For God, you are so awesome. I know I said that already, but Lord, I just want to thank you, and I want to praise you for being who you are. You are the God that sits high. You are the God that looks low. You are the one that created the heavens and the earth. You spoke everything into existence, and you did all things well. You're the one that looks beyond our faults and sees our needs. You're the one that washed us in the blood of your son, Jesus. God, you are the one that gave your very best so that we might be reconnected with you. God, you did all of this so that we can have fellowship, we can have relationship with you. And God, I'm so grateful this morning. God, I don't have to go through the things you have done for me, because God, you have already done so many wonderful and mighty things. But Lord, before I go through those things, I just want to bless you for being a God that is still in control. You are a mighty Lord, and God, all things that you do, you have done well, God. The sun, it still rises, oh God, in the evening. It obeys your voice, Lord, because you do all things well. The sun still rises over every single morning like clockwork, Lord, because it obeys you, Lord, because you do all things well. You're the one who breathes life into us, Lord, because without you, Lord, we would be just heaps of dust. But Lord, you shaped us up. You picked us and formed us up out of the dust of the earth, oh God. And you shaped us and formed us in your image. You made us like you. Make us the spitting image of you, Lord. Oh God, and that's not the dust, but God, you put a spirit in us, oh God, and breathe light into that spirit so that we may worship you, that we may adore you, that we may magnify you, and that we may glorify and lift up your holy and your righteous name. Thank you, God. Oh, God, that you spoke, oh, God, everything into existence. You put the separate the seeds from the dry land. Oh, God, you formed plants. You put the plants on the land, and you put the fish in the sea. You put the animals on the dry land. God, you did all of that. Oh, God, and you did it all well. And then you formed man, placed him on earth in your image so that he may rule the earth. And we thank you, God, for an opportunity, oh, God, to lead. We thank you for an opportunity, oh God, to tend to your garden. We thank you for an opportunity, God, to just give you all the glory and give you thanks for all the many things that you have done. On this day that the world set aside to say thanks, God, we know who we're thanking. We're not thankful, just thankful, God, Lord, because we're here, because we know the reason why we're here. We know the reason why we live and move and have our very being, and that reason is you. God, we're not just thankful, God, for the turkey that we were making or the food that will be on our plates tonight or even our family that may be here, but we're thankful, God, that you've kept us. We're thankful that you provided for us. God, we thank you for being the source of our strength. God, the God who provides all of our needs, God, according to your riches up in glory. We thank you, God, because you're the one who put the food on the table. You're the one, God, that allows us to have the roof over our head. God, you're the one who will have clothes on our backs. God, we want to say thank you, God. You're the one, God, that has protected our family throughout the year, God, that we can come back and assemble ourselves together in fellowship and love on one another, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the reason why everything is allowed to occur. The reason why we have hope today. The reason we have strength today. And for that, we say thank you. We thank you for an opportunity, God, that we can set ourselves aside, take time out of our busy schedule just to say thank you. Thank you for a mind to serve you this morning. Thank you for a mind to worship you today. God, thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for life, Lord. Thank you for calling me by my name this morning, even though I wanted to continue to sleep. But you called me by my name, and you told me to rise up. It's time. It's time to prepare yourself for prayer. I want to say thank you, God, because you hear my prayers, and you hear my cries, Lord. You hear my beckoning call, Lord, and I know that all things will work together for my good, Lord. Not only will it work together for my good, but it'll work together for those that are attached to me as well. Because, God, we're marching towards you. We're in the process to move forward towards you in the mighty name of Jesus, because you have greater in store for us, God. So help continue to undergird us
Continue to breathe life into us. Continue to strengthen us and continue to renew us, God. Continue to refresh us and continue to revive us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to help us to grow and to mature in you, God, so that we may love, God, you unconditionally and love others unconditionally as well. We don't want to put our faith and our belief and our hope in you on conditions, God, because you don't need us to have conditions, Lord, because you always come true to your part of the bargain, God. And so help us, Lord, today to hold fast to the faith that was once delivered to us. Hold fast to the promises that you've given to us, God. Hold fast to your word today, knowing that your word shall never fail, never a drop or a tittle, God. It won't fail. Your word will not fail ever, God. You said heaven and earth will pass away before your word would ever come up short or ever fail. Thank you for being a God of your word. Thank you for being true to yourself and true to us as well. And thank you for your consistency. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for another chance to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. Now, as we celebrate you across this country today, I pray, God, that the people will take time to give thanks for all the many things that you have done. God, you have done so many wonderful and great things for us, we cannot even tell it all. I thank you from Praise Center. God, I give you glory just from Praise Center perspective. God, you blessed us to enter into this year. What a wonderful year you have blessed us to be able to be in, Lord. You blessed us to do our Project College initiative, which is a new thing that we did, Lord. And you blessed us, God, to be successful, to be blessing, to bless some students and give them information, Lord, oh God, to prepare them for college, Lord. Another new activity was our turkey giveaway, Lord, that you allowed us to do on Tuesday. We thank you for the success, oh God. We thank you for the new opportunities, the new things that you've allowed us to do this year, Lord. We thank you, God, because you allow us to celebrate, oh God, next month, the conclusion or the accumulation of 2 years of ministry, Lord. You keep on doing great and wonderful things. You allow the church, God, to host our first pastoral anniversary, Lord. You keep doing new things in us, Lord, because you are God that does all things well, and God, you do things new, Lord. We don't have to just settle on doing the same old things. We don't have to just settle on being stagnant or doing the old things, but you said old things are passed away. When we're in you, God, you give us a fresh anointing, Lord. We don't have to worry about yesterday's anointing or look for it next week's anointing, but every day, God, is a day of newness and a new day of greatness, Lord, and I see great things, God, that you have in store for us at Praise Center, God, because you will continue to do new things in us as long as we avail ourselves to you, as long as we submit ourselves to you. And that's our desire, God, to empower believers and to change lives. Help us, God, to do your will. And we already say thank you in advance, God, because you're going to help us to do it, because you don't want your name to fail. And, God, we represent you. We are your children. We're the ones that you called out of darkness into your marvelous light. God, you won't withhold any good thing from us because you already gave us your best. You gave us your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your son. Thank you for his sacrifice. Thank you for his blood that was shed. Thank you for another chance to say yes, God. And thank you for allowing me to breathe in you this morning. Have your way in us, God, today, as we give you thanks. Come and abide with us, Lord. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this home. You are welcome in our hearts, Lord, today, as we magnify you and as we glorify you. Let the praises of our God, let it rise among us today, throughout this home, throughout this city, throughout this state, throughout this nation, God. Rain on us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Rain down your spirit, Lord, to allow this Thanksgiving to be a Thanksgiving like none other, Lord. Let us not just be content, God, oh God, with just eating, but God, help us to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. Wherever we are, with the fruit of our lips, bless your name, glorify your name, magnify your name, adore your name, hallelujah, to give you all the glory, because you're worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised. And so we say, blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. We lift up holy hands and surrendering to you in one accord, and we say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for being an awesome God. Thank you for being God all by yourself. And thank you, Lord, for entrusting us with your spirit. It is him who strengthens us. It is He who guides and directs us. It is He who helps us to stand and be holy and to be acceptable. It is He who rebukes us or calls us, pricks our hearts when we're wrong. And for that, we are grateful, because we would be nothing without Him inside of us. Thank you, God, for being in us. Thank you for being the power that we need. Thank you for being that light that shines in darkness. And we bless your name this day. Have your way in us today, as we bless you all the day long. And we'll give your name the glory. We'll give your name the honor. And we'll give your name the praise. You are an awesome wonder. Magnificent God. A wonderful, wonderful God. And we love on you this day. Have your way. Use us for your glory. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.